You've heard the expression, where there's a will, there's a way. Music lovers in Greater Atlanta and beyond are fortunate to have a will by the last name of Ransom. 25 years ago, Will Ransom, a concert pianist and music professor at Emory University, found a way to bring chamber music to a wider part of the community now. He joins us in studio to talk about a very special occasion. Will Ransom, welcome back to City Lights.
Thanks, Lois. Always great to be here.
The Emory Chamber Music Society is celebrating its 25th anniversary. Take us back to its formation, if you will.
Well, organizations like this, once they begin, sort of often take on their own lives and start growing in ways that you didn't expect. And that's certainly what's happened here. I've loved chamber music my whole life. My sister Kate is a wonderful violinist, and from the time I was a little kid, as soon as I could reach the pedals, I was pressed into service as her accompanist, whether I wanted to be or not.
I love it, you know, imagining you like Schroeder to Kate's Lucy with a violin.
I think that's a good description of us both.
Your little toy piano.
Yeah. And I think my love of chamber music developed from there. The solo repertoire is great, and I love playing recitals, concertos as well. But there's something about making music with others and sharing that with others as well that's extra special. So I've always played a lot of chamber music, and when I got here to Atlanta, I surveyed the situation for a few years and tried to see how I could best serve the city, in a sense, in terms of music. And I certainly could have just kept practicing my solo piano and giving recitals every year. But because of my love of chamber music and what I saw as a good opening, both for the city but also for Emory University, I decided to coordinate the chamber music activities that I was doing and form what was the Emory Chamber Music Society of Atlanta. It was modeled more or less after the Lincoln Center Chamber Music Society, with a core group of players who would I would choose from amongst those people, with guest artists as well, to present concerts. And in addition, and just as important, to, because we're at a university especially, have a huge educational aspect of the program as well. And that's something a lot of people know about our public concert series, but don't realize that that's only the tip of the iceberg of what we do.
For those who are not familiar with the form, what's special about chamber music?
Well, it's been described as a group of friends who are interesting and intelligent and hopefully perhaps funny even, having a conversation through music on stage that other people can listen in on. And I love that description of it, because it's generally played in venues that are small enough where you can feel close enough to the performers to feel involved. And the performers feed off of the reaction of the audience as well, so much more so than it's even possible to do in an orchestral kind of setting.
So much of the appeal is the intimacy of the form. And I think also what you touched upon in terms of the communal aspect of it, while it may seem formal, you know, the audience is in seats, but you are sharing in this greater conversation, which is just a great way of putting it. Tell us about the gala concert this Saturday, and then we're going to listen to some music.
Great. So I wanted to celebrate, of course we'll be celebrating all season, but with a special concert that would somehow feature as much of the incredible variety of chamber music as possible, because that's another thing that makes chamber music special. It's literally an unlimited variety of instruments and combinations that you can pull together. So we're going to start with a short organ prelude with this magnificent instrument that's in Emerson Hall at Emory University. Incredible organ there with Timothy Albrecht, amazing organist. Then we'll have some antiphonal brass played from the balconies and on the stage, followed by some leader, some beautiful Schumann from his Dichterliebe with Bradley Howard singing. We're featuring wind chamber music with the Debussy, beautiful Debussy Rhapsody with Laura Ardan, who was a founding member of the Chamber Music Society. And the first half closes with Ravel's La Valse for two pianos with myself and Elena Cholakova, one of our brilliant faculty members at Emory.
Okay, let's listen to some examples of the music you've described. Antiphonal brass. This is brass on either side, in essence, talking to one another. This form evokes sounds of Venice and Baroque cathedrals, and we have an example in this music by Giovanni Gabrieli. Oh, you don't have to believe in monarchy to enjoy that majestic sound, Will. How will your brass be positioned?
Well, if you know Emerson Hall, we have a balcony, and on each end of the balcony there's a little round spot. And we'll have a brass choir on each side there, and then one down on the stage as well. And if you don't know Emerson Hall, you have to come and see it, because I think it's the most beautiful venue in Atlanta.
It is gorgeous, and the acoustics are wonderful. Many associate the sound of strings first and foremost when it comes to chamber music. We have two examples, one slow and one fast in tempo. First, here is a heavenly portion of one of the greatest of all chamber works, Schubert's String Quintet in C. We're going to listen to the second movement, the slow movement. Sorry to interrupt that moment of heaven in the slow movement from Franz Schubert's String Quintet in C. But we have more music for you to listen to, highlights of this Saturday's concert by the Emory Chamber Music Society of Atlanta. If you are just joining us, this is City Lights. Our guest is pianist and Emory University professor Will Ransom. The guest violinist for this Saturday's concert is a renowned artist with Atlanta ties that go quite far back. Will, tell us about Bill Prusel.
Bill Prusel is perhaps the most remarkable musician and certainly violinist that I know. He's been concertmaster of major orchestras. As you say, he was here in Atlanta, of course, as concertmaster, which was where I got to know him at first, and is now concertmaster of the Cleveland Orchestra, perhaps one of the greatest orchestras in the world. In between, he was first violin with the Cleveland String Quartet, and he plays recitals, he plays concertos. He knows the entire repertoire, not just in one field. And I don't know anybody else that I can say that about. And he knows it backwards and forwards. And of course, just the way he plays makes all of that just almost secondary. So I'm thrilled that he could come back to Atlanta and be part of this celebration. And he's going to be leading the string groups on the second half. And what I've done to show the great variety of string works is to put together sort of a whole piece of four movements, four of my favorite movements from four different composers, a Beethoven string quartet, last movement, and then that gorgeous Schubert. You should come to the concert just to hear that movement of the Schubert two cello quintet, the scherzo from Tchaikovsky's A Serenade of Florence, and ending with the brilliant last movement of Mendelssohn's Octet.
And we have a recording of Bill Prussell with his wife, Gwen Starker, and a group of friends from the ASO playing that final movement from Mendelssohn's Octet for strings. Let's hear it. Okay, do you hear, "And he shall reign forever and ever" in that?
Absolutely.
Oh, I'm so glad. I feel so validated that you hear that too. We were listening to a moment from Mendelssohn's Octet for Strings, that from the finale, and part of the program to be performed on a free concert this Saturday in Emory University's Schwartz Center for the Performing Arts. We're going to take a short break, and Will Ransom will tell us more about the upcoming season here on WABE.
Support for WABE comes from Capital One. You can open a Capital One savings account and discover more about Capital One savings online at CapitalOne.com/ReimagineAtlanta. Capital One, welcome to Banking Reimagined. And from Comcast Business. Comcast is committed to providing dependable internet service for businesses who depend on it. Comcast Business, internet, voice, and TV, built for business.
We're back with City Lights on WABE, Atlanta's choice for NPR. I'm Lois Reitzes here with pianist and Emory University professor Will Ransom. He formed the Emory Chamber Music Society 25 years ago and will be celebrating throughout this season. Will, one of the things you have achieved that's been so impressive is not only offering chamber music to a wider audience, but a more inclusive audience. And we hear so much concern about attracting younger people, children, to classical music. How do you address that?
Well, we're lucky to be based at a university, which gives us a big foot up, so to speak, on educational aspects and working with people of all ages and diversity as well. And in terms of specifically young audiences and children in particular, we do have a family series which invites kids in to hear programs that are designed specifically for young audiences in mind, but actually work for audiences of all ages. I personally hate programs that sort of dumb down the music to try and make it so-called accessible to children. Mm-hmm. I don't think you have to do that. I think if you present the greatest possible music in the right way, with the right players and the right introductions, that kids will just eat it up. And we found that to be the case. And our family series at Emory is at the Carlos Museum Sundays at 4 p.m. and have a whole variety of different concerts, and they're packed, and the kids sit on the floor right at our feet. There are so many of them. And to watch their faces glow with joy and see them dancing around to the music and moving, there's really nothing more fulfilling than that.
It is fantastic. And these concerts are free. And Will, not only is this stellar lineup you have on Saturday free, but I believe this season is free. Is that correct? How did you
exactly
pull that off?
Well, the generosity of so many people has been really quite overwhelming over these 25 years. And what I started about 6 or 7 years ago, when we were starting a major fund drive, we had received $1 million matching challenge grant from the Katz Foundation to permanently endow a string quartet in residence program at Emory. And in doing that, I decided, rather than charge for tickets, to make the concerts free and open to the public and ask for donations there. And I thought that perhaps especially because of the matching challenge, that would attract more people. And the response was unbelievable. Our halls just started filling up, and we started receiving more in donations than we were in ticket prices. So it suddenly something clicked, and I realized, maybe this is the key. And I've been able to continue that, again, because of the generosity of so many who have given enough funds to underwrite and to permanently endow what we do.
So people who may not otherwise be able to afford a concert ticket are able to hear, you know, world-renowned musicians and, you know, the finest in chamber music, the finest this city and this community has to offer.
Yes, thanks. And what I also think is a really important part of the success of what we do is that I like to have fun at concerts as well. And so on this program on Saturday night, which, as you say, is free, open to the public, no tickets, no reservations needed, we'll also have cake at intermission. And if you make even a small donation, you will have a chance to win one of $200 Visa gift cards as well.
leave it to you. I said, where there's a will, there's a whole lot of wonderful concert and fun experience at the Schwartz Center. Okay, we're going to conclude with some music you will perform at Saturday night's gala, Will, in its orchestral form. La Valse by Maurice Ravel is dazzling. In the two piano version, which you'll play with your Emory colleague, the wonderful pianist Elena Cholokova, it is a knuckle buster.
It is.
Fiercely difficult and fabulous to listen to. Here is some of La Valse in the two piano version by Ravel. Thank you. A French tribute to old Vienna, La Valse by Maurice Ravel, one of several works celebrating the 25th anniversary of the Emory Chamber Music Society. They'll perform a gala concert this Saturday at Emory Schwartz Center. Admission is free. That's Saturday, September 16th at 8 p.m. Pianist Will Ransom is founder and artistic director. Will, congratulations on your silver anniversary of the Chamber Music Society. You bring sterling qualities to music and our community.
Thank you, Lois. Here's to the next 25 years.
Ah, yes. And happy birthday, Dr. Ransom.
Great way to celebrate.